Baby, wait. I know what I did was wrong, but is this really all necessary? You're doing this in front of everybody in the canopy. You're so dramatic. You're breaking up with me in front of everyone and throwing me out of our tree hole over a one-time fling. I only kissed him a little bit. It was flirty fun and everyone was drinking fairy water at that party. Baby, how many times do I have to say that I'm sorry? That centaur meant nothing to me. I thought he was you. Yes, I'm aware you have wings and he's literally half a horse. I was under the influence. Lover, of course I care about you and your feelings. Please don't do this to us. I can fix it. I'll make you breakfast every morning. I'll fold your clothes better. I'll even come to your sister's stupid beach wedding on Friday. You don't have to do this, lover. What's your sister's name? Harbina? Well, Molly's hard to remember. It doesn't mean I don't care about you. It means I don't care about your sister. Well, fine. I'll just be around the fairy grove. They're way more fun than you anyway. And they know how to make me come. What are you looking at, Harpella? What am I gonna do? He's never gonna take me back. I really fucked up. Wait, no. He's a child and needs to get over himself. He seemed really serious this time. Maybe I am a bit reckless. I'm not really that selfish, am I? Man, this sucks. I'll have to find a new, unoccupied tree hole soon. At least it's not raining. Of course. Oh! A cave! Perfect! Maybe if I go back wearing nothing, I'll forget it all. No way! Is that human? I thought the Ursa would have eaten them by now. More for me then. I bet they taste so good. I can take it out now and rip them apart and bring it back to me and... Oh, right. What even is the point of eating this human if I can't do it with my love? I just want him back. And I want to share a forearm over the fire with him. That human looks really cold. Am I really about to do a good deed just because I have nothing else to lose? Fuck it. Hey! Over here! Come on, hurry! It's really pouring, huh? Just out of nowhere. I guess that weird bear is stressed about something. Otherwise, there would have been an announcement of rain coming. The gardener won't be too happy about that. I'm Sin, by the way. Yeah, I'm not gonna remember that. Anyway, full disclosure, I was going to eat you. But you looked too chewy anyway, so I'm not gonna. I'm kidding! Oh my god, you can't take a joke. What are you doing all alone out here anyway? Yeah, I'm kind of running from someone, too. At least until they take me back. Hopefully. Wait, you're trying to hide from that bear? She's gonna eat you alive when she finds you. Well, she might. She eats humans is what I heard around the forest. Whoa, whoa. I said she might. But who knows? Rumor has it she also killed her parents. But I don't really care. I just live for forest gossip. You've been a pretty hot topic along the grapevines, actually. I can protect you from her if you want. I can fly you up high out of her reach with my big wings and take you where you need to go. No, I don't really have a home for the moment, so it's not a lot of trouble. Ugh, just a stupid argument with my love, but once you get over it, everything will be fine. I just hope it's sooner rather than later. For some reason, he thinks I'm selfish and self-centered. I literally let him pick the third for our anniversary threesome. What's the last thing I did for him? I can list plenty. I wake him up every morning by squawking like a rooster. I bring fresh food back to the tree hole after a hunt. I let him know when his gray feathers are showing. I do a lot. What do I do that shows that I love him? I guess I kinda just assumed he knew that already. Oh my god. I'm the problem. He's never gonna take me back, is he? Gods, I never realized how selfish I've been. And through it all, he still chose to put up with me. I need to make things right. I need to go back and fix things. Ugh. I can't fly in this weather. I'll just have to wait this out with you. Is it true what they say about you? You know, like, how humans are really good at sex? Not to be so forward, but I am curious. I bet you're just being modest. You know, I really do plan to change. And I will try being more considerate in the future, but maybe getting it all out of my system one last time could help? I can't lie, you're much cuter than I thought you'd be. I always envisioned humans as having long arms down to their feet and sharp teeth and tough skin, but you're nothing of the sort. And the mood's set just right. The two of us, alone in a cave, listening to the pitter-patter of the rain. It's almost romantic. Yes, I promise after this last stunt, I will go back to my love and make things right. But, while we're both here for the moment, let me have the chance to taste you. I've never known a human before. Your skin is so soft. I apologize for my feathers if they're annoying with your touch. You don't mind them? You're so sweet. No one surrounding my neck are softer. Yes, just like that. Your lips feel so good now. Here, let me climb into your lap. You went right for my wings. How'd you know they were so sensitive? Have you done this before? Yes, baby. Feel up my back under my claw and up to my wing. It feels so good when you're on your hands through my feathers. Feel me grind into your lap. Lay back, darling. Let me take this cloth off. Give me your hands. Do you like them? They may be covered in feathers, but they're still soft and warm. Ah, your hands feel so good on my chest. Squeeze them, baby. I can feel you getting hard underneath me. Am I turning warm? Let me pull these down. The rumors are true. You have such a pretty cock. My mouth is watering just looking at it. Would it be alright if I tasted you even further? You're gonna love this. I have a very long tongue. Watch your booty. I'll tie my long tongue wrap around the base of your cock and squeeze all around up to the head. You like that? Does it feel good? Tell me how good it feels. As well as looking insanely hot, you're very tasty too. Aww, look at you. All hot and heavy and wanting more. Don't worry, darling. I'm not gonna leave you hanging. I just wanna savor every bit of this. I've never slept with a human before, and I'm really feeling it so far. Would you like to see my feathery pussy? Here you are, baby. Let me spread it open with my fingers. I'm also very excited. Feeling you get hard underneath me. I couldn't help it. I could just feel myself getting wetter and wetter. Oh. You want to eat me out first? Of course, baby. My feathers are soft down here too. Oh, my God. Oh, it feels good. Oh, my God. Your mouth is so wonderful. The way your tongue explores me, it's incredible. You really know how to ruffle my feathers, baby. Let me grab onto your head. Oh, fuck. Right there. Ah, yes. Right on my clit. It feels so good, baby. God, your mouth is so good. Fuck. I might suffocate you at this point. But I need to ride your beautiful cock. I need to come from your cock, not your mouth. Are you ready, baby? I'm ready for you. Oh my God. You feel incredible. You just slide right in. My spit makes such a good lubricant, doesn't it? But not as good as my wet pussy. Oh fuck, it feels so good. Feeling the cock inside me. I have you trapped beneath me. There's nowhere for you to go. You're kind of like my prey. Do you like that, darling? Having your body used like this? Hold on to my hips, baby. Yes, just like that. Guide me, baby. Show me how you want me to move. run your fingers through my feathers. You're so sweet, baby. Feel how tight my pussy is. Feel how much I love your cock. Fuck. You're making my feathers twitch. Oh, feel. I need more of this body. I love biting your soft skin. I can feel you tensing up as I nibble your neck. I wanna give you pretty marks to remember me by. My wings again. I guess it's only fair. I was teasing you. Do you feel my wings spasming, baby? I'm getting really close, but I don't want to come without you. You're close too. Thank fuck. I want to come while feeling you explode inside me. I need it so bad. I want every drop of your cum, baby. Give it to me. It's mine. Give it. That was amazing. I can't believe I have the mysterious human of the forest come inside me. And the mysterious human is very good at sex. I'll be sure everyone knows that. I hope I was up to your standards as well. I know I'm probably not like any other girl you used to. Unless the girls back home are also covered head to toe in feathers. Either way, you cheered me right off. Well, thank you for the experience. And for helping me see myself for a change. Now, it's time for some real change. From now on, I'll think more about other people's feelings before my own. Starting with one very special harpy. And the rain stopped. Thank gods, because it was getting really steamy in here. So, do you still want that lift? I can drop you off anywhere you want. And trust me, you're not too heavy. I've been carrying around my creature friends for ages. Let's go.